B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
They were...
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Derek Jones против Тейтума. Тейтум лезет по Джимми Джонс! Нет! Нет! Дэм Адебайо! С одним из самых крутых блокшотов в истории плей-офф NBA!
Six 617-779-0985. It's hour two. Zolak and Bertrand with a game two on tap for the Celtics. How are you feeling about the Celtics right now, Zo?
Same way I did the other night.
I thought you felt pretty good going into this thing.
I do. I feel good. They should have won that game the other night.
They didn't, though.
Close the freaking game out.
No, they choked. So tonight... you need to see a response.
Kemba.
What if they let me ask you this way. What if they lose tonight? How are you feeling about their chances in the series?
Not good.
Yeah. Well, you can't like it. You can't possibly.
I don't know how you could possibly pick them to win the series going down 0-2.
It's a must win tonight.
But I'll tell you what. If they lose another close one, and I'm just saying there's degrees of how bad
ones.
You feel. Based on this, you go back to the previous series. After they lose, what was it, game three? They were up 2-0.
Yep.
And then the response in game four was just putrid.
The fourth game was our worst out of any of these series. That one.
Is it a must win?
Yeah.
Is it a must win?
No. It's not a must win.
Oh, come on.
No, it's not. I'm with Hardy. It's not a must win.
It's not a must win.
But it's going to. Your chances dwindling if you lose.
If you lose, you better have a better response than. The response you had in the previous series after you lost one. You see what I'm saying?
That's a hell of an uphill climb if you lose this one tonight.
We were talking about Kemba the other day, and I said, boy, do you think maybe this could be an injury thing? I'm like, no, he's hit that jump back, and you know the knee looks good pushing off of that. And Jimmy Stewart had some numbers of minutes and how he's required to play like 20 more minutes, and that could be an issue, and that could be taxing on you in the bubble when you're playing as often as they are down there. And it's just something to keep an eye on here as this team continues to try to attempt to go deeper. I think Kevin needs a big night tonight. You know, just be effective.
Let's get a tweet here today from Deuces Wild, sent to a number of us here at the station. Who will poop their pants more tonight, Jason Tatum or Deuce Tatum? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. With that tweet, let's get to this story. A'Sherrod Blakely and NBC Sports Boston. Tatum making third-team All-NBA now means he will be eligible for a Supermax deal. It says, when it comes time for the Celtics to knock out an extension for Jason Tatum, Boston knows it will have to pay him handsomely. Well, Tatum's asking price just got more expensive by a lot. The NBA released its All-NBA teams on Wednesday, with Tatum being named to the league's third team. That means the 6'9" all-star is now eligible for a Supermax extension, also known as the Derrick Rose rule. Now, we have B-Rob here. B-Rob, are you saying that this is not true, that this is incorrect, and that the article and statement that he's on the third team may be incorrect? What does that mean?
Well, here's the thing. They can sign him to a max deal, but in order for that Tatum to get that max money, he's going to have to make the All-NBA team next season. So you have a little bit of, not an out here, but he has to kind of prove it that he can do it again to get that kind of money.
So he has to do it again next year.
So he can't be a flash in a panner.
Exactly. You can't, if something happens next year, he gets hurt, he just has a down year.
Because the rule would be that he has to be on the All-NBA team in the most recent season or in two of the past three. And so he doesn't have two yet. This is his first.
Right.
Next year would be two, but it will also be the most recent season.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Hardy, wouldn't you like to be 13 with the, 35 million because you're on a team?
B-Rob with the details there. The devil is in the details. So there it is. So not necessarily eligible for a Supermax contract, which would be approximately what amount of money?
$220 million.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of cash.
Oh, that's
a lot of money. Oh, boy. Hardy, you doing that one for him?
Yeah, that's your abacus. Get it out.
I like to spend $229 million on the guy that actually wins you the game in the fourth quarter, but that's just me. And by the way, we talked about this, what, 3-4 months ago?
You don't even have
I said I would have already given him an extension or I'd entertain the extension.
Yeah.
And, you know, what was a normal max deal.
How much does Abadayo make?
What was that money we were talking about?
How much does the guy make that blocked that dunk?
I mean, he's on his rookie deal. He probably makes like $5 or $6 million.
But the normal...
What was the money being kicked around, B-Rob?
33, 35 a year, right?
On Tatum, like 3-4 months ago.
Before, yeah. So the regular max would be 5 years, $180 million.
Which I would do. But they, I don't know, 229, that's not 180.
So
that's $50 million difference.
How do you feel about incentives, Bertrand? Like what makes you give him the 220? Does he have to make the finals?
He has to not dribble the ball off the side of his leg in the closing seconds of a playoff game.
He has to not be 2-10 in the fourth quarter.
Get picked on a crossover.
Just per percentages on shooting in the last 2 minutes of the game. Just put that in the comments.
Yes. You have to shoot over the guy who's 6'1" instead of trying to break his ankles and get 2 feet closer to the rim. That's another incentive. The little things. They're oddly specific incentives.
I mean, the truth is, even when they do get to that point where it's going to cost, if he's on the team again next year and they do have to be in that Supermax territory, I'm still doing it if I'm the Celtics. I am.
I mean, Al Horford I believe getting in this over $100 million from the freaking Philadelphia 76ers.
I'm critical, but I believe in this player. I do.
You should.
This guy, I do believe, has the potential to be a star. I just hate when people try and tell you that he's already there because he's not there yet, because these games prove that.
Right.
But I think he's probably going to be. And ultimately, I'm spending the money on him because I think he's the guy that you should be building around. So, yeah, ultimately, I'd say yes, but that's a big pay. That's a big check to write.
That's a lot of money.
It's a check you kind of have to write, though.
A lot of money.
Yep.
A lot of money. A lot of cash. We've got some calls here. Let's get to them. Dana in Warwick. Hey, Dana.
Hey, guys. Excuse me. I think I might have missed it from the presser with Bill, but if the air quality was not going to be, you know, not allow them to play out there in Seattle, what is the NFL plan for a situation like that? I know it's pretty unique. Would they move the game to New England or would they postpone it?
It's a good question.
Do you guys know?
I mean, the only time I remember them moving a game was the Chiefs-Rams game, remember, because of the field in Mexico?
Right.
And, you know, the elevation and all that, they had to move that. But the air quality has to be less than 200. 200 is the limit, I think, where NFL will allow a team to play under with poor air quality out there. But with the winds, and they had some rain for the first time. But the big thing is the winds. The way the winds are coming in, it should help flush that valley out a little bit more.
Still won't be great.
It's not going to be great.
But it will be acceptable. I think the plan would probably be to move the game to New England. That's my guess. I don't know that. But the NFL, I don't think they've been in this position many times.
I don't think they'd do a neutral site.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they would. Not right now. Right. I think maybe under normal circumstances,
yeah,
they would try that. They might figure that out on short notice, but not now. Not with a pandemic and travel restrictions and hotel restrictions and very
tough,
very tight protocols that the NFL has set up for their teams to be traveling. Right. My guess is they would want this game in an NFL facility with, you know,
or at least one team doesn't have to move and not
exactly
move two.
Where there's not two teams in a hotel, there's only one.
Right. Right. That'd be tough on Seattle because they were already at Atlanta week one. So you have to come back all the way. That'd be the furthest trip for them, all the way to Boston.
Dylan in the car. Hi, Dylan.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
Good.
Good. So, yeah, you know, I got to say, nothing gets me more excited for week two than listen to Bill talk about wind currents, I got to say. He's not an expert on that one, but, hey, at least he's trying to be a meteorologist. So, you know, I got to say, on Sunday, I was not surprised at all by what we saw on offense because, if you guys remember, throughout the summer when I was calling, they pretty much did everything that I expected them to see. The Miami game, I think people are kind of underrating it a little bit because they always give us a tough out. And again, with the offense, I think they're only showing the tip of the iceberg, and hopefully, obviously, it improves as we go forward. I think N'Keal Harry will... What's that?
No, it could be a big iceberg, you know.
It could be a big iceberg. Yeah. Absolutely. Because, yeah. you know, there's a lot more that they can call with him when they start to see some of these looks. I mean, you know, they'll start to call things that look similar to what they ran, but will have other constraints inside of them built into some of the plays that people think they know. Okay, you got eight in the box. Well, okay, Cam's going to, you know, fake it and roll out like Burkhead on that bootleg, but next time around he might toss it to the back of the end zone. You know.
Okay. So your reaction to the caller, Dylan. Do you remember his calls over the summer?
Well, he was the only one seeing practice, so, I mean, we got to take it for what it's worth because he predicted it, and that's what they ran. He knew they ran that in practice. Here's what they haven't ran is the RPO pass, you know, where, you know, Cam does the long extended fake. You know, remember like the old Syracuse quarterback used to do it? Forget the hell his name was. It wasn't McNabb, but there was one before him, McPherson. Ride it down in, Donnie McPherson, and then take three steps back, and then that's where you get your long post pattern. That's the stuff where if you get the running game going, and it's all predicated on if, mm-hmm. then you get Seattle sucking up with the safety, and Pete loves that cover three, and his safety's up in there cheating. This is where I think you could put the ball downfield a little bit.
But yeah, so far the O has always been the same in the RPO. And through week one, it's only been R,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's the P?
I mean, Cam's opened up to the left, faked, and then rolled out. But he hasn't done the real deliberate fake down in, then drop back.
Right.
Oh, that's a big one.
Legitimate question.
Yep. Let's come back to Dylan maybe tomorrow.
No doubt about it. Obviously, Celtics Heat game three. Jason Tatum on a Supermax, potentially. Not yet sealed, but potentially. He's got one All-NBA team now. There's that, and there's also calls on the Patriots as well, and Cam Newton, which is where we started the day. 617-779-0985. Don't go anywhere.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, dude. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
O'clock tip tonight for the Celtics. 6:30 starts your pregame coverage right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Grandy and Max on the call. Let's get back to your phone. 617-779-0985. Steve is in Vermont. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, so I got a quick question. Say Cam Newton gets injured, which hopefully he's not going to, but do you guys have confidence that Brian Hoyer is going to be our star and hopefully send us to the playoffs?
All right, give me a week. What week do you think you think Cam Newton is good until under this scenario, Steve?
Well, I mean, you know, he ran the ball 15 times. I mean, it could be you know, next week or the following week. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he looks like he's in pretty good shape. I know that. I can tell you that right now.
He's in really good shape.
Yeah, no, he looks in great shape, and he's very healthy, it appears, right now. Two or three more weeks. All right, so he gets through the Seahawks, Raiders, and we'll say the Chiefs.
Can Brian Hoyer be a star?
He gets through the first four games. The Patriots go 2-2, right? Like general expectations, they would go 2-2 through four games. They're 2-2. They've got 12 games to go, and they bring in Brian Hoyer. Are they a playoff team? No.
No.
I don't think they are.
Cam Newton goes down, Brian Hoyer comes in.
12 games to go, Brian Hoyer's your quarterback.
Is he the star?
You're 2-2.
Like, just listen to the question.
Do you need to get to 10 wins, or are we thinking they could get in with 9?
Oh, my God.
All right, so
you pray to get in with 9.
Okay, so we're fine. We'll give him that. There's an extra, right? So let's say 9, you got to get to 9-7, right?
Well, the question is, what's the difference?
Can you go 7-5 with Brian Hoyer?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the Michigan State and you're coming out.
I mean, how much, what's the win differential between the two? Seriously. If you run a whole
two games.
It's probably about right. 11-9. Like 11-5 or 7-9. Nine, seven.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Why do we even have to do this?
Called being a sports talk radio show.
It's probably two games. So
notice it through one game.
Can they go 9-3 in a stretch with Cam Newton?
Oh God.
Can they go 9-3 with Cam Newton?
In a 12-game stretch?
Probably not.
Oh!
Probably not.
Well, then I guess you're probably not thinking they can go 7-5 with Brian Hoyer.
I think they can get to 10 wins with Cam Newton. I don't think they can do it with Brian Hoyer.
I think that's about right.
Because we saw how they won on Sunday. They need the legs.
What's
of
Cam Sillings? Cam Sillings, what, 10? Brian's probably 9, 8-8, 9-7.
Yeah,
seven.
On the best day of his life, every single Sunday.
He's been playing mistake-free
for
football.
For 3 straight months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You're going to face some good teams coming up here. Like I said, man, we're going to know a lot more about this team after 5 weeks. After 5 weeks, we can take that type of
call. We don't have 5 weeks right now. This is why you do the show. This is why you do it. You take chances. You give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face, and you look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Right here. Been there many times. Go out on a limb.
F it. 14-2 with Hoyer.
Oh, stop. Now you're not even taking it seriously. Steve's in Fall River. Hi, Steve.
How we doing, guys?
How are you? I'm all right. I've been seeing a lot of people making the scorecard. Belichick won, Brady nothing, and, you know, they're picking on him down there. Bruce Arians is, you've heard it all.
Of course.
Bruce
Arians is speaking. We did some of that, too, right here on this show, Steve.
Right, okay. I'll use the analogy, Tom Brady lost the battle, but he's going to win the war, and Bill Belichick won the battle, he's going to lose the war, because I, like you, saw that game that Brady played, and my God, that was a good Seattle, who they
Saints.
Play? That was a great New Orleans team, and I got to tell you something about Tampa Bay, it just as I heard over the offseason, wonderful defense, they've got a nice running back, they need to get into sync, do you think? This Mike Evans is going to have his head up all season. What are the chances Mike Evans becomes Mike Evans versus our guy that we've been making excuses for comes around? Obviously, give it to Mike Evans. So going forward, look at this week. They're playing Carolina. We're going to Seattle. Do you think we're going to have a different perspective on Tuesday morning about where these guys are headed?
I get some massive, massive overreaction from week one. Went back, watched a couple of those games over the course of it. A lot of teams playing. Brady wasn't as bad as people thought.
But just because it's an overreaction doesn't mean you don't have a right to sit there and talk about it.
This is what we're going to do.
And say,
it's going to be.
You guys all sucked in week one. You weren't ready to go. The Patriots were.
Wake up call to Steve. Too bad there's going to be that scoreboard because of the amount of time the two spent together and the success that both had.
Hey, I told you on Monday, I said this is fun to point and laugh, but at the end of the season, I think Brady has more wins than the Patriots.
There's going to be weeks where we come in here and Brady threw for 400 and he had 4 touchdowns. And you're like, Jesus. And maybe Patriots struggled that day. Only had like 110 yards passing in the air. There's going to be a back and forth there. But that team's too talented not to get it going at some point. You know.
Eric in the car today. Hi, Eric.
Hey, let's take this a different way. Let's assume Cam stays healthy all season. Physically, I think we have a better quarterback than we did last year. Maybe not the mental part of it. But what are the other weaknesses, assuming Cam stays healthy all year?
Wideouts.
He has no one to throw to. Not anything to do with him.
People around him.
He's not the weakness. The guys around him are.
There's a reason you ran the ball 15 times with him on Sunday.
Okay, Eric.
But I'm bum bum.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Not only that, you keep doing this for all these weeks. Teams are going to start to figure out how to defend you and defend you well.
You know who had the longest pass play of the day?
Who?
Ryan Izzo.
Which was a nice play.
It was
about like 20 yards or so?
It was a little drag route, and he was covered, and he actually stopped and improvised. And Cam was on the same page with him, made a nice throw to him, cut it up inside. That was your big gainer of the day against that defense.
25 yards.
Without Xavier Howard against that defense. You going to play better defenses?
Let's go to the great state of Maine where Jeremy is today. Oh. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. It's just feeding off of what the last caller said. What do you think? Do you think the Pats could still go 9-3 with Cam as their starter, but get one of the wide receivers that may be on the trading block, like Odell or is it Robinson from Chicago? What do you think the chances would be after that? Thanks, guys.
No. If you have like 9-3 before, get one of them guys. I put them at like, I don't know, 12-0.
All right, so let's, now I want to look at the schedule and go one by one.
What do you got, Matt Hardy?
A stupid activity to do, but we do it all the time in September. They've got the Broncos. They can beat the Broncos at home. No problem. 49ers. I don't know about that one. Bills, hard game. Jets, they can certainly beat the Jets. That's that puts them at 2-2 through that first month.
All right.
Of needing to go 9-3. That means they've got room for one more loss the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. That means they've got room for one more loss. Let me tell you their next team, the Ravens.
When?
What do you mean? When?
No, when, I said.
Oh, when, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Isaiah win?
So you've got room for one more loss among these teams. Ravens, Texans, Cardinals, Chargers, Rams, Dolphins, Bills, and Jets.
Yeah, you might drop the rematch to the Dolphins. Everyone else is a win.
It's not that bad.
Chargers are a halfway decent team.
Yeah.
They are.
They
don't stink.
I don't love that.
The Rams are not a bad team.
The Rams are not a bad team.
That's a whole Sunday Thursday week too.
I don't really know what the Cardinals are.
No, I don't know what the Cardinals are either.
You got one day to prepare for one of those teams.
I know what the Ravens are. Scary.
Ooh, like woo.
Yeah. Well, it's Edgar Allan Poe. Ravens supposed to be scary.
Yeah. Starting on 10/25, there's a stretch where they have 49ers. Bills, Jets, Ravens. 3 out of 4 weeks there are pretty tough matchups.
That's their meat this year.
You've got to remember, the Bills are a real team now.
Yeah.
But you said Jets in there.
Yeah, I said 3 of the 4. The Jets would be the one that isn't very good.
Yeah.
They're still a train wreck, huh?
Yeah.
They're still a mess.
Having trouble figuring it out.
Still a freaking mess. A couple of things I'd like to check on in baseball. We're not really going to talk baseball, so a couple of things I'd like to check on.
I was told there would be no baseball.
What's J.D. Martinez's batting average? I think we should get an update on that. Is baseball over yet?
No, they're still playing.
How many more games must New England suffer through?
The magic number?
There's a third question. Was anybody watching the Red Sox game last night? I have ratings to give you.
Good. Hardy, you should not mention baseball in your hub headlines.
Let's see
if it just goes away.
I haven't yet today.
Wishing it away.
We got other stuff today.
Yeah, don't wish away summer, but wish away the Red Sox.
Oh, it ain't summer
all day
anymore.
Long.
Don't worry about it.
We'll get to that after headlines.
The Sports Hub. When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak, Ember, Trent, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Go, Hardy. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country.
Gonna do what?
Gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Peaches come in the can. They were sent there by the man.
In a factory somewhere.
Yeah.
And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches.
How long are you going to let this go on, Beetle?
I don't know. I mean, I let him have his fun.
We need a little fun today.
To the country.
What do you want me to do? Did I pick the song?
No. Who'd you soak peaches in? If you had a brandy?
Like, you play this song, what do you think's going to happen?
He requested it. He sang along for a minute, but at some time.
Tom didn't care. Tom said he was going to play it, and I got excited because Tom played it. I said,
you know,
this
he's
one
an adult, too.
The dumbest song ever, but it's so good. Or pie. See, you had the pie read right before there too.
See what this does?
There's no pie.
I can't
think of a pie without a covering on it.
I'm not doing it.
There's like 10 pies that come with covering on it.
I could go for a peach cobbler right now.
He made apple cobbler the other day.
I know.
Apple crisp. I know you didn't make it, but it's in your house.
Apple cobbler.
Apple crisp.
Not a cobbler.
Do you eat it warm?
A crisp.
Have you eaten it with cinnamon ice cream?
It's better to eat it cold.
Oh, I need a cold.
I love a cold crisp.
Oh, my God. 617-779-0985. There were things that we were going to discuss this segment that I would like to get to, if that's okay.
Baseball. Yeah. That's why he wanted a song to kill the first 2 minutes.
No kidding. J.D. Martinez What's he batting right now?
I purposely did not look it up. I'll say he's batting 242.
I'll say it's a lot lower than that because I've been following.
Okay, Shaughnessy's well, you know something.
Shaughnessy's been on his ass.
So you would have guessed 242 because you sort of sense, not from watching the games, but you sort of sense
well,
that.
Well, he's a decent baseball player.
The fact you're
there's some
this.
Buzz. There's some buzz about his batting average sort of being junk, right?
Yeah.
But going into last night, before last night's game, he was batting 201 on the season.
Shaughnessy started this about a month ago with the Adrian Martinez. We should start calling me Adrian Gonzalez, the cooler. So you knew it was heading in the wrong direction for him.
However, here's the good news today. Guys, JD Martinez is surging. Last night, with his performance, he did dip down to 199 at one point during the game. However, he bounced back strongly with a couple of hits last night, including a home run. And with that home run, has his average up to 208.
Ooh. Nice.
Great news. Great news, guys.
Mm.
I told you the best move for the Red Sox would be if he had opted out after a couple of years here.
Yep.
And that has most certainly come to fruition.
Win a World Series and leave.
I don't know if you guys caught this, but JD Martinez last week was talking about opting out, about whether or not he would want to do it. And I'm going to summarize his answer for you. Oh, God, no. Will you be opting out this year?
Oh, heavens no.
Oh, absolutely not.
I love it here.
he talked about the uncertainty in baseball, the uncertainty in the
really?
Economy and
is
in
there?
Life.
Do you know how much money I'm going to make?
Oh, no. Tens of millions. No, I won't be doing that, guys.
You think I'm stupid?
I love Boston.
Yeah.
He's going nowhere. And now he's dead weight on this Red Sox team. Whoop-de-doo. JD Martinez, they took away his binky, his little iPad, and now without his security blanket, he's batting 208 today.
Mm-hmm.
To be determined where he's at the end of the season. Here's another activity I think we should do on the Red Sox. How many more of these games do they have to play?
Would they have like 9 or 10 left?
When does the season end?
I think it's like 10 games.
Part two of the Red Sox discussion.
It's
today.
A different kind of a magic number.
There's 10 games to go.
So they played last night. They were the only show in town. That's like the only sporting event available.
Yeah.
To like sit there and watch it. And I saw Wallach on Twitter. He said, I finally tuned in after 6 weeks. And I said, I tuned in. There was some long haired kid pitching. And he proceeded to give up a double and a home run. He turned it right off.
Let's take a look at
Sox
the schedule.
Sox are down 6-1.
There's one game today at 1:10. Yep. So they will play the Marlins at 1:10 today.
Ooh, right then, against us.
Ooh.
We better counter program.
Make sure we're not talking baseball in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll lose all six baseball fans. Let's go to they've got the Marlins at 7 today at 1:10.
Nice long homestand.
And then they're coming home for three against the Yankees. Ooh. A September Red Sox Yankees series.
That's when I get excited.
Yep. Three against the Yankees.
Late season, lot on the line. Sox, Yankees.
Three against New York. Three against Baltimore. And then they wrap up this dreadful season with three games in Atlanta against the Braves on the 25th, 26th, and 27th, which is 10 days from now. We've only got 11 days from now, right? So that's almost over. Almost over, thank God. These are the games we're playing today. What is JD Martinez batting? How many more of these miserable games must be played? And the other question I had was anyone actually watching last night? You mentioned that they had nothing else up against them.
Nothing else up against them. Should have been a monster night for them.
Well, we did check in on their ratings on Sunday, and they were at a
.3.
Well, here's, again, great news for the Red Sox today. JD Martinez is surging, and so are the ratings.
Ooh.
They were up to a 1.39 last night.
Again, yay! I ask who?
Well, it certainly is not adults 25 to 54, because in that category, they did a .7.
That's not a great number.
That's sellable.
It's not a great number. Not a great number. If you're spending on the Red Sox right now,
you need your head examined.
You might want to take a look at your budgets for the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Redirect it anywhere else. Sox. What a disaster. What a freaking disaster that team is. Can't get over fast enough. End this dreadful season. Oh, they're killing everyone's desire to ever watch baseball again. Please, get it over with. But J.D. Martinez, you look for him in 2021. He's going
to... I feel bad for Dan Roach because he's the only one that's going to have balls to tweet out the truck day when that's going to happen again. Because, you know, they're going to get eliminated. And Dan's going to do his... He does his tweet, and I give Dan credit because he's consistent with it. Like, hey, guys, 234 days till truck day. You know, like...
So there are my 5 minutes on the baseball team today. We'll keep you updated on how many games are left.
That's funny. Solid. You did him justice, Peter.
Yeah, I thought we did.
You set the scene.
Good baseball discussion.
The table. You set the table for the next couple days.
Yes, it is Thursday, and on Thursdays now, we do This Week in Show History.
So and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where are we going? Well, I think we're going back in time to some previous years on Zolak and Bertrand. A big thing here is that now that we're getting out of the vacation months, previous years, you know, it's time off in August, time off in July.
Yeah.
These these clips now pretty much are us, not the fill-in guys.
Right.
Right? Do I have that right, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we have? What do we have this week?
We begin with this week in show history. Back in 2015, Gary Myers was in studio.
Oh, ask you a question.
Ask your question.
Ask you a question.
His interview began like this.
What's your question? What do you think about Peyton Manning, having seen him in Week One, and what we've seen since the last third of last season too?
Well, good afternoon, guys, and thanks for having me.
It's good having you in studio, Gary.
So it's always a pleasure to see you.
See, I asked Gary where he was staying, and he answered correctly. And it's a very nice local establishment because see? I thought he
this
was.
This is
staying
why I got right to the football questions, Hardy.
Lodge, Gary, you don't know this up here for the sports lore for the people up here. There's this mythical place called the Lodge in upstate New Hampshire, where the crew gets together and they kind of have, you know, it's a good old boys club.
Oh,
they play cards and they have the picture with the dogs, you know, smoking, playing poker and. The little guys in the media, the young kids here in the city, kind of, they're running around like spiders, you know, trying to serve them drinks and that. And we thought you might be staying up at the lodge.
I've never been invited to the lodge.
See?
Should I be insulted?
I wouldn't be insulted. No. I think, you know, you could be looked at as a New Yorker, too.
Oh, okay. So what was your question there, Mark? Oh, about Peyton
Manning.
What's your question?
Now you know why I did that.
That was 1 minute. 1 minute of grab ass. Almost exactly.
Huh. Top five worst breath.
Gary Myers?
Yeah.
Oh, yours smells like roses all the time.
I've never said
all
it
all the time. 2016, this is 4 years ago, this week in show history.
Yeah.
Nate Solder was a guest on the show.
Oh, electric interview we used to do with him. Oh, my God.
He made a joke. You judge not only the joke, but you're going to judge Zoe's reaction to the joke. Okay? So there's two things going on here.
I hate this.
Both the joke and Zoe's laugh in response.
What happens there? You meet with a trainer, and then you talk to the trainer. How does it all play out?
There's a guy in a yellow poncho that stands at the end of the street, and you go to him. He directs you towards the Burger King, and it's like this.
I love it. We get some comic relief this year.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. It's all a mystery, man. They just kind of let you know last minute, and then you just prepare to get ready and go, and whenever that happens, it happens. You know what I mean? So, same story this week.
Did that joke warrant that laugh?
Have you listened to the seven prior interviews? I was just happy to get something else than, well, whatever coach says. You know, coach does the coach. Coach.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And by the way, Nate Solder, great guy. Didn't he sort of get pissed at us because we told him he sucked at doing the interview?
Yeah.
I remember him being sort of mad at us about that.
He and Vollmer, yes.
Oh,
and but the funny part.
Hold on. Don't throw me in that Vollmer thing. I got a very good relationship with him.
Oh,
you
too.
Pissed him
no,
off
no, I do too.
With your
no.
with your preseason comments on the
Royce.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have no issue with
that. Did not sit well with him.
I did have an issue with Solder because I said your interviews suck.
Yeah, he sought me out.
Not Vollmer.
Yeah, Ninkovich told me he's looking for you.
Yeah,
great.
That's not a guy you want to cross.
Get in line.
Also,
both those guys like off that funny freaking guys. Like,
yeah, yeah. In real life,
it's like I want to be funny and engaging. I can't. I'm not allowed.
Well, Vollmer was with us at this past Super Bowl in Miami, right?
Yes.
Do we have him on?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much different guy.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's
now.
Night and day.
Now.
Oh, you know, whatever the coach want to do, the coach does.
Those were his interviews.
We just try to get better for next week, and we move on. Okay.
We had
good to talk to you guys.
We had a caller 2 years ago.
It's a good moment.
Every week.
It's a good job.
This week in show history, 2 years ago, there was a caller. Nobody understood the caller except for Zoe.
Where you can lease a comfortable and economical 2018.
That's not it.
Wow, you could.
A comfortable and economical something.
This is it.
You know, these guys, before some of the bigger names like Kate or Brian, is it intelligence? Is it money?
Because basically no salary to where you need to pay the guy. What did Decker have? $75,000 signing bonus? So you're only on the hook for that. If he makes the team, his salary, I think, was like 1.2. And you take chances on guys who played in the league because you think, boy, maybe you got something left in them.
You think that those guys aren't going to be able to contribute? They might need to go get a bigger name?
I think there's a bigger name coming.
I can't believe you let him talk more on that phone.
Because I was engaging with him, so I let it go.
Sometimes it clicks.
You know what I'm noticing here?
Sometimes it clicks.
Hardy's very critical of me, and I don't like it. I've started to notice that about you.
Just now?
Yeah, maybe we're not best friends anymore.
Uh-oh.
Very critical.
Well,
unbelievable.
What did you think listening back to this?
I couldn't believe Zoe understood him. And maybe I was sitting there in awe.
The bigger names like Kate or Brian. Is it intelligence? Is it money?
Okay, hold your phone. Hold your phone in front of your face.
Like a pizza, as Felger would say.
It's basically no sound.
But Zoe can understand everything the guy said.
Tons of clicks, man.
Finally, we heard a beginning.
I defended myself properly at the time. Why? Because Zoe was engaging with him.
But nobody else could understand.
But you could figure it out from Zoe's responses. Use the context clues.
So Decker, we're talking if he makes a team, if he doesn't.
We're more of a passive listening show. I think you're asking too much of the audience.
Yeah, okay.
Zoe was doing a live read back in 2018. Yeah, 2 years ago. This week on the show.
Okay.
Irony of all ironies, Zoe got upset because people were talking to it loudly in the background.
Where you can lease a comfortable and economical 2018. I'm doing it live read. Shut your mouth. Jesus. Chatterbox 2018 Chevy Equinox.
On Chatterbox?
What? Chatterbox. And then pisses me off when that grab ass that takes place when someone's doing a live read. Like, that's that person's time to make money and sell money for that client.
Oh, this is a Gary Tenney. Hey, don't bleep with my money. That's what that is. Don't bleep with my money. You know, there are two very dramatic sports up fights over the years. One, of course, was the Felger versus Maz off air.
Yeah.
The other one was Tang Wei.
When he botched his read and I called him out for it?
Yeah, you and Tang Wei. And you know what? I have been a witness in person to both, and I don't know, I feel like I'm lucky to have been there for both of those matchups.
You were for the Tang Wei one?
Yeah, I was in the room.
Why were you in the room?
I think I was, we used to, before we had remodeled the studio there, remember we had that big old BCN couch?
Oh, you came in.
I'd come in and I'd set up, put my laptop, and be doing some work over in the studio.
Had a Monster Energy drink there, yeah, it's nice.
We didn't really have a jock lounge there. Early on, remember the office that we used later was someone's office early on. So we had no workspace.
We had basketball hoops, hockey nets.
We had nowhere to go. It was either hang out in the studio or maybe if the conference room was free, you could use that.
Well, we didn't have that cushy jock lounge like they had for the station upstairs that's now defunct.
Oh, amped.
Yeah, that was a good
get amped.
That was good budgeting. Good call.
Take care of them.
Yeah.
I remember standing up there,
literally
looking at it.
A sinking ship up there. and they're building them brand new offices.
I remember standing up there going to look at it for the first time, and they're like, "What are you doing up here?" I'm taking a look at our new green room.
I know. We said we went up there.
I'm going to sit in that corner.
There were a couple of comments about we wanted to come check out and see what they bought with our money.
Yeah. Or we came up to see little sister.
We wanted to see where the money was going.
Yeah. We would have came up to see little brother and little sister.
But
that Tanguay live read, he was so pissed.
So here's the story. We got to tell it, right?
Yeah.
And that is that the read was for, was it Chevy?
Chevy.
Yeah, Jake, and Gary's a truck guy. Like, he's branded a truck guy. And he said, when I'm driving around.
Or GMC.
Yeah, GMC.
It was GMC, and he said F-150
in
the spot.
I'm driving my F-150, and I go, excuse me. Don't ever interrupt me.
Hold on. So, no. He finishes the read, right? He goes, oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, stupid me. And, of course, my GMC Denali 1500, whatever he was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We just got the Denali, and he was bragging about it.
The read ends, and all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose in that studio. And the thing I remember most vividly was, one, him getting up with the don't bleep with my money line, which
you're
was effing brilliant.
You're effing with my money.
You're effing with my money. And then... this was the part that I don't think gets remembered. He kicked over the big gray trash barrel.
He kicked over a garbage can.
That's right,
his move.
Over.
That's
it's
his
like
move.
Saying but you don't remember the shark coming after Quint at the end of Jaws. I remember that.
In the process, he tried to like swipe at the wall.
And he missed it.
Where there was... there was a like a bulletin board with all kinds of random stuff on it. And he totally whiffed. And like one little piece of paper sort of fell off the board and did like one of these to the ground. That's coming up next.